He's everywhere, and that is our God. That is Praise Peterson this afternoon right here on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, give you the song, Our God is Everywhere. So you need not say, I was listening to Mtunzi Number doing an interview somewhere with Omega Kuno, and he says, we cannot say we enter into your presence because he's already there. And so we have to be always found in his presence. And so he's everywhere, and that is our God. He's omnipresent. And the time now is exactly 16 minutes, just after 12. Let me say thanks to Vane and Rousseau and Pastor Rocky on Skraftirlek. Such a blessing. I was listening to Pastor Rocky explaining more about the Tower of Babel and everything that was happening there, and knowing that our God is more powerful than man. Doesn't matter what man does, but God is more powerful. And I'm honored in this this current moment in time to be saying hello to Pastor Clement Masina once more time. One more time. When you hear that name, you're thinking AI. Muruti, how are you?
I'm blessed and overflowing with His grace.
How has it been like after you were here with us the other time and we were talking about the entrance of AI, that it's there and the church needs to know how to embrace it and use it?
Yeah, it has been great, and especially the platform that God affords us that we can talk about these things.
Yeah.
And to align ourselves with Him, mm-hmm. not with the world. It has been great. It has been great, I can say.
But haven't you met those who are saying, but that is demonic? Why should we be even interested in things like AI as the body of Christ?
Yeah. You know, the enemy uses any platform that he can get. You can just imagine the time when television started. Mm-hmm. And many people are skeptical because we're used to radios. But the platform that was so-called sort of meant for being used by the enemy, but we eventually having televangelists and so forth. So it is very, very important that whatever that is at our disposal, whatever that the enemy will plan it, that is, it must be used for the evil. Mm-hmm. God will use that for our good. So it's very important. And also it's important to be in that space.
Yeah.
Yeah. In order to be the moral compass, mm-hmm. Giving people direction, because you cannot depend on those who don't believe in God to guide and to direct us.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be into that space, but don't be swallowed by that space. So, yes, there are possibilities that the enemy can use that as a tool. But it's very important. So if you don't know about it, you don't know even if when he's using it. So it's scary. It's scary. But
we need to breathe. Like, I don't know how many times.
No, definitely. It is scary. And we encourage those that have missed the previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the end we'll also send the link so that they can.
No, it's already there on our podcast as well.
That's super.
Can just go to our podcast and look for the topic on AI that we were talking about. So today, what are we focusing on?
Today we're not gonna be specific. Remember previously we spoke about chatbots. So it will be AI in general.
And what was scary about those chatbots is one of the questions that I asked you, where a 14-year-old boy took his life because a chatbot told him to. He had a relationship, a love relationship with a chatbot, and he, in his mind, he was talking to a young girl who's almost the same age as him.
You see, as I was preparing for this session, what came profoundly is that, you know, we should not focus on what AI is doing for us. But what is important as believers, we need to check what is it that AI is doing to us. Maybe I need to repeat that.
But can't we also look at what we can do through AI?
No, definitely. Looking at whatever that we can do, firstly, as I've just indicated, the issue of the moral compass, the things that we can use for AI, is in terms of gathering data, that will give us the I won't say the spiritual complexion, okay, but give us the dynamics on a specific area. Because of with AI, you are able to do that, to gather information that will be useful. But also the positive about it, any repetitive work that is there that might be time consuming, that can be pushed to artificial intelligence, because of mainly, as we said previously, that AI is just machine performing human tasks with super intelligence, I think, with the ability that is beyond any human comprehension.
But what is amazing is that, or what stands out, is that the human being is the one who feeds these machine with the information. And so they become super
intelligent
with all the, because with the chatbots, for example, right now, you talk to a chatbot and it says, oh, I don't know about that subject, fill me in. And when you start filling it in, you are putting information in it, and it becomes super intelligent on that subject as people feed that chatbot.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, you're quite right, one of the things that we need to be careful about is that the mistake that most of us were doing, we are looking at AI as one of technological advancements. It's beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a vehicle, a certain model, as time goes on, you know, you get an enhanced and so forth. But with AI, it is different in such a way that, yes, we feed the information, we program the machine, but then they've got the ability now to program themselves. It can program itself. It can decide
what
to do. And eventually they'll begin to learn a language that humans do not understand. So it's far beyond like technology that we know. No,
and
really,
you're giving me goosebumps now.
No, it's true. It is happening. It is happening. Yeah. When we're going to have a time where there is a period of convergence where machines and people will be integrated, when people will begin to see when you see a natural human being, you'll confuse it with a robot, because of that's how these things are evolving.
Especially now that when we're looking at the robots themselves, they're evolving. We have now robots that are made like a human being, like a woman, for example. I've seen that one where it tells you, and then you can ask it anything. And if it doesn't know, it says, I don't understand that one. What do you mean? And it interprets it as you are trying to explain. So, sure. Are we heading towards that time where we will be living among the machines?
Yeah. You know, we are in that era, and everything is possible. And another person might ask that, to say, why AI now?
Yeah.
Why not in the past 10, 20, 30? So much was happening in the background, but we did not have the technology that will be able to integrate every person. So now every person has got a smartphone. And if we can check the number of smartphones internationally or globally, you might find that they even exceed the number of people who are alive. Remember, people will have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 phones per se. And as coming back to that point, that we need to check that what is it that AI is doing to us? You know, I looked at the issue of does it erode a human element?
Okay.
Like in terms of that, our human nature, you know, having emotions, our relationship with God. And also we have to look at it in terms of the current generation versus the coming generation. So it is too much. It's so much for people just to comprehend in the short space of time. But as believers, God will always make a way that there will be guardrails that be within a certain space where we'll be able to do exactly what God expects us to do. I just want to put in another, maybe they can write it down. We're not going to read for the sake of time. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. You know,
Deuteronomy
29, verses 29. That's why Moses says that everything that is revealed belongs to us and our children. Mm. Whatever that is hidden belongs to God. So at times people might be wondering that what is going to happen tomorrow. Yeah. But we know that we have the one that has the future, who knows far beyond what we can think. As you just said earlier, that he's omnipresent, he's omniscient, he's the all-knowing God. In his hands, we are safe.
Sure. Okay, Moruti, so when we're looking at the erosion case thereof, what's happening right now?
Actually,
is it eroding our relationship with God and with others as well? Is that what we're seeing happening now?
Yes. There is a possibility in a sense that, the thinking capacity of normal human beings, because of many things that you need to do. For example, I think I did something about 4 days ago where I just gave, AI to say, please do me a presentation on this and this subject in this area.
Yes.
I was even specific so that I get the right demographics. And in less than 3 minutes, it was able to produce about nine pages. Pages. The presentation was there. And when I read, you'll need so much thinking, so much interaction for you to come up with something
with such
like that.
An information.
Yes. Yeah. So the thinking capacity, the abilities that were there in us naturally, they'll begin to erode, and we'll not realize that is happening. So we need to guard against those. And also, depending on machines to have relationship, let's say chatbot, preaching to you, leading you to Christ, we should know how far is too far. And we cannot expect the world to tell us that how far is too far. It should be us, the children of the light, as it is written in Matthew, that we are the light of the world, we are the salt of this earth. So it's important that being led by the Spirit, we will be able to have those guardrails. But the erosion will be there if we are not careful.
Are we seeing more and more people now depending on AI, depending on these machines?
Yes, a lot, in a sense that you should understand, in the past 3 years, there were more than 50,000 apps that were developed by various companies internationally. The number is increasing. The reason what's happening right now, it is a time where every company that wants to be relevant in the future, they are busy with digital infrastructure. So everybody is making sure that they're in the platform where they'll interact with their customers. And any company that does not find itself in that space, it will be no more. Like simple places, I think it is evident when you go to retail shops, when you go to multiple shops, you'll find that there are self-help services. The reason why is that they'll get rid of the cashiers or people that are assisting you. They'll be replaced with the robots. So,
and I've seen in other countries they're already doing that. You just come into the store. Yes, there's somebody there who's just watching, but you pick up whatever and you pay on for your without a cashier helping.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why everybody, all companies are rushing to making sure that they're in the forefront of whatever that's happening. But no one is actually guiding, directing to say that, we need to know how far is too far. We need to know when we get to a time when we tell the machines do this and the machines refuse to do what we instruct them to do. When the machines begin to develop a language that does not use our alphabets as we know them, we need to have those. But I think nobody is doing that. But by the grace of God, we are children of the light, and it's important that we are in the space that we will help this world that is actually lost. Yes.
And in terms of relationship with God and others, how are we doing there?
There are many believers that uses chatbots for Bible study.
In actual fact, when you get to your social media platforms, they advertise lots and lots of those now.
Yeah. So, in everything that happens in life, the source is very critical. Yeah. The source that holds behind whatever that you are using. So initially, you know, as the Bible says, that the enemy will always come as an angel of light. He doesn't want to show who he really is. Yeah. He is comfortable in darkness. As long as people are blinded, as long as people are ignorant. Remember what God says. He says that my people perish due to the lack of knowledge. So it is important that we do that. I can maybe put another scripture.
Yes.
Proverbs 4, verses 7. Proverbs 4, these are the wise ways of King Solomon. He says that wisdom is supreme. Though it costs you everything, get understanding. You know, at times we need to understand that why things are happening in us and around us.
So we need to be paying attention.
Definitely.
I love the fact where you're saying, who is your source? You need to know who is behind what you're consuming, what you do as well. So when we're looking at AI, who can we say is behind that? The machine themselves?
You know, there is a chapter that I wrote with it titles a Christian professor. You know, we need people filled with the Holy Spirit in that space. Remember, in the first church, in the book of Acts, when the apostles were overwhelmed with the physical work that has to be attended to, they realized that we need to be careful that we don't find ourselves with the activities of this world and forget what God expects from us. That's when they started the office to say that let us choose men, let us choose deacons that will look at the physical needs of the church. Because Tina, we as apostles, we are looking at the spiritual needs of the church. And they did not choose any other person who was only skillful. They chose people that were filled with the Spirit of God, people who feared the Lord. So it is very important that as much as that we need to get into this space, but we need to be led by the Spirit of God so that we can even assist those who are in darkness. You know, for them, they are continuing, even though they know that this will be a challenge in the future. But they don't have that moral compass. They don't have the Holy Spirit, just like you and me, that tells you to say, you know, this is wrong, even though you don't know why. But there is something that will always tell you not to do this and also do that. Yeah. So the source is very critical.
When you're talking about the source, I have realized that there are chapters and verses that have been, not chapters, let me say chapters that have been affected, because verses in those chapters have been omitted on most of the Bibles that are AI or which are not paper, like I have paper right now. And we are slowly but surely becoming a paperless society.
It is strategical. I can take an example of the vehicles that we use on day to day. If you look at the shapes of most of the vehicles, it's not the same as in the last 30 years.
No.
They look more or less the same.
Yes.
So that they're going to move people into saying that what is the use of owning a vehicle?
Because
the
same features you find.
Yeah, exactly. And also the issue of streaming. There is a reason. So that people must move away from owning things.
Okay.
And you get everything to be digitized.
Digitized.
And when everything is digitized, and the time will come that when you need to access that information, as we're mentioning before, to say that can the enemy use it for the bad?
Yeah.
Then it will open an opportunity to say, if you don't have ABC, you can't access such a platform. And because you don't have a physical CD, you don't have a physical Bible, everything is integrated. So things are not just happening by chance. These things are planned, and they are in plain sight. And I strongly believe, as Christ says, that he'll ask the Father, who'll send us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who'll teach us everything that we need to know. Everything that we need, that we ought to know, must be confined to the power of the Almighty.
And how fast are we moving?
You see, the challenge that we have,
if we look at the speed,
No, the speed is beyond human capabilities. And that's what's scary. Like right now, you know, we are having this conversation. There are so many things that are happening in the background. And as I said, that, you know, companies are trying to keep up. Companies are trying to be in the forefront. Anything that has, that will need to have that moral, that ethics is just pushed aside because everyone just to be ahead. Yeah, the speed is alarming. The speed is alarming. That's why I just, as you say, that we need to come and talk about AI today. You know, there's nanotechnology, there's super intelligence, there's a so-called AI God, and so many things. So, and the reason that why they are happening at all, at the same time, where there is confusion, the enemy thrives. Remember Babylon. Babylon, a Bible means confusion. And I'm grateful that, you know, it was spoken about before. So where there is confusion, that's when things happen. Like, you know, in 2020, many businesses closed down, but many businesses evolved. They made more money then. So it was,
and they evolved towards the digital side.
Exactly. Yeah. So and also when I looked at that in this journey started in 2018. In 2018, when we had it was a digital intelligence summit that we had, and I did not know that 2 years later there will be a worldwide lockdown. I did not know. But God says, you know, at times when God speaks to you, like when he spoke to Jeremiah says that, but God, these people will not listen to me, these people. And God says that, you know, I will put my word in your mouth when I just go there and do this. So at times when I do things, when I say things, I might not understand them, but God's timing is always correct. And 2 years later, you know, 2020, then everybody had to, you know, if you were not digitized, then you struggled.
Yes, of course. Of course. And when it started in, what year was it? We were crossing over.
From 2019 then to 2020, yeah.
Before even that, Muruti, do you remember the Y2K?
Oh, yes. You say that everything will crash and so forth. There were songs.
Yes.
Other people were saying that is the end of the world.
Yes.
We're not going to reach the year 2000.
Yes.
And then, yeah, then it came. And, you know, there are so many predictions, but Christ says in the Word of God, he says that no one knows the hour, neither I nor the angels, but the Father. And even though that the people or the elites or the agents of this world may try to accelerate the coming of Christ, it is only God. It is only God that has that prerogative to actually say that now is the time.
Okay, Muruti, let's take a break, and then I would like to take us further with what we are discussing today. I'm also thinking about the mindset that we need to develop as God's children right now, with the times evolving and changing the way they are, and with the speed so alarming. I'm just thinking, I was talking to my mother, and I said, most of us believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will come after we read the word and say after this and that and that. And there are many who say, no, as long as this hasn't happened, he's not coming. and I always say, as you said, the Father, even Jesus Christ himself says, I don't know the time,
amen,
but the Father. And I realized during COVID how quick time was.
Exactly.
Everything just turned and changed. We were in a new normal within 6 months. Within a 6 month space of time, we were in a new normal that we had to start living. So I'm just wondering, with everything that is happening, what's the kind of mindset that we need to have as God's children? And as times are moving as fast as they are, what should we be doing, putting our hands on? That's as correct. God's child? We're coming back.
That's great.
We're going to take the sounds of Ayanda Ntanzi in the garden, and we're sitting on 20 minutes just before 1. And yes, my family, the lines are open on 012-334-1322. You can talk to us in studio. WhatsApp 082-657-2729 and our SMS line 37871. I'm with Pastor Clement Masina, and he says, does AI erode our relationships with God and others?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Awesome sounds coming there from Ayanda Ntanzi in the garden. And I'm not alone right here on Heart to Heart. We're talking AI, and we are focusing and asking that question, does AI erode our relationship with God? And does it also erode our relationship with others? And we are going at it. We are learning quite a lot. The lines are opened, my family. You can talk to us, 012-334-1322. You can ask your questions, and 37871 is the SMS line, our WhatsApp and Telegram, 082-657-2729. We are not streaming live on Facebook yet because of some technical issues that are there, but we will be very soon. And I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Clement Masina. Muruti, I asked you a question, the kind of mindset that we need to develop, that we need to have as God's children when everything else is taking place and happening in the world and with the speed that it's moving at.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to use the words that you used earlier, you know, on the interview that you spoke about Babo Mthunzi number. You know, you'll hear people saying that let us invite the Holy Spirit, maybe before worship or in a service. But in a sense, we need to say let us acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. Remember the
because
Bible.
Because he's already there.
Yeah, he's always with us. Yeah. As the Bible says, that don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And we are the temple. And so I'm coming, I think, with that mindset, so that the platform is more important, the atmosphere is more important than the doing part. You know, if we are not prepared in our hearts, it will be very, very difficult. So I wrote a point here to say that every believer, you need to tell yourself that you've never needed the Holy Spirit in your life as you need him now.
Yeah.
I'll repeat that. All of us believers in Christ, you've never needed the Holy Spirit as you need him now. So then to be specific, to say, okay, someone is a teacher out there, someone is an engineer, is a medical doctor, is a pharmacist. Muruti, what is it that I need to do? Because of it seems AI is taking over left, right, and center. Obviously, what you can do is so amazing that even AI has got a program itself. You can even ask it to say, okay, a Perrier path for a pharmacist in AI space. It will be able to guide you to say, okay, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do. So what you need to do that in that specific career that you are following, you can be a legal, you might be a legal, in a legal fraternal, You check that, what is it that AI, for example, if ever there is a case or there are documents that need to be collated, a task that is done by 20 people, and then now it can be done by one robot. But that robot will need someone, you know, to program it, will need someone to operate it, maybe in the beginning. So because you are in that space, you'll begin to develop yourself in that regard. Online, there are so many courses and workshops that are available, but so that we are not clouded by so many things, zoom into what God has bestowed upon your life. Don't try to touch so many things. If you are an artist, look at it, just check that, what is it that AI can do for you? Maybe you are writing poems. You know, you can expand in terms of that, writing poems to Chinese with the gift that God has given you. If you're an engineer, maybe electrical engineer, you have to do switching. That is so dangerous, maybe for many people. And then you check that, what is it that AI can do? Maybe there are robots that can be engaged into the workspace. And then you begin to learn that before that particular robot being introduced in a workspace, you learn about that. You say, okay, we're not going to send humans to go and do switching because of if there's a fault on a circuit breaker, you know, fire and so forth. Then introduce that, you know, into your managers and so forth. Then they can see that, okay, so position. What I can say, all believers, position yourself, to be on an AI space, aligning with your career. And one other point before I give an opportunity, you know, we have sent our children, because of that was traditionally to say that go to school, get education, and then and be employed and have a family. But those dynamics have changed. But we don't say that people must not go to school. Go to school, but at the same time integrate with added knowledge. Because if there's five people who goes for an interview, what's special about you? But if you can show that, you know, I'm AI literate. You know, I have an idea that we are going this direction.
Yeah.
So I think that's basically the few points that I can just throw right now in that regard.
So educate yourself.
Educate
yourself. Empower yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, don't do many things. Just find your passion and grow on that. You know, you can be a plumber, having a plumbing
business,
use AI,
and
then in your region, all the plumbers will depend on you, because of then you'll develop a platform that enhances their businesses. They trust you, they know you, they see you.
But as you use it, be aware where it's taking you.
Exactly.
You spoke about the mental capacity.
Yeah.
That will be affected. I'm sorry for what I'm going to say.
No, I
apologize to whoever. I've been asking myself about learners in higher tertiary institutions that we are seeing. And yes, I believe there are those who are like really legit, who would study like we used to, take a book and put it in your mind and even ask a friend to ask you questions and get old question papers and. But now of late, one asks herself or himself, how far do the learners go in using AI to do, like you said, you had a presentation to make. It was so proper. It was so well designed.
9 pages in 3 minutes.
I could have given you 100% for what you have done.
Exactly.
And so I'm wondering, how does it affect then the mental capacity, the spiritual capacity, if we are so dependent on it? Because gradually, human is becoming
eroded. You've put them in trouble, because I'm going to say something that will resonate to many people, believers and unbelievers. You are spirit led. 2 weeks back, as I was conducting a class in a Bible school, I touched on that point. I said that when you ascend a stage of receiving your degree, your certificate, deep down in your heart, you know the effort that you've put in. You know, what does that paper worth? No one else. It's very deep. You see, the issue of ethics eroding, the issue of moral eroding, that can you proudly say, I have earned this. Yeah. I'm not answering directly, but you know, it makes someone. Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
Because, so, yeah. Yeah. Mm. We have the Lord also talking to us inside.
Exactly.
The inner deep calls unto deep. Yeah. So, how fair am I to the Lord also to say, thank you, Lord, for you and I have achieved this. You helped me to get to this. Or did you just get it? Just like what has been happening. I remember somebody literally crying tears because she went to do a test drive with the car. Or what do you call that?
Driver's license.
Yeah. And I think she paid 4,000 something because the driving school demanded it. The first time they failed her because she didn't have the amount. Now she had to pay. And she said, but I knew that beyond me knowing, I know what I was doing. So I got everything right. I didn't even need to pay that kind of an amount. But because the system is corrupt, then I ended up also getting corrupted in that manner. And I remember how it was so painful for her to go through that. And so it's exactly the same.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, if this, the system is, that's why God says that whoever, we read that in the book of James, he says that whoever friends with the world is enemy to God. That's why it's easy for someone that he might be operating or she might be operating in a platform that makes things easier. Yeah, it's tough and it's hard out there. It's just if I had enough time, I was going to share a testimony.
Can we come back after the news, Muruti, and we sum it up and also pray? I'm also wondering, as you're saying this, that how far does it affect us as God's children? Because when we go through tests, the tests that we find ourselves going through are not instant like what we get with AI. You have to work hard. You have to pray. You have to have endless nights searching for the face of the Lord, believing, standing your ground,
meditating.
And that helps to build a new you. Who's able to stand in whatever storm that comes. But if we're not going to go through that, then who do we become? And so if everything is as easy as that, who are we becoming? All right, let's take a break and then we're coming back. Donnie McClurkin says, All I Really Wanted, and taking us to the 1 o'clock news bulletin.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Those are
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Oh my, Sbongile. Patience, patience. Take it easy. Those are sounds coming there from Hazel Rambau. And let it be. Let it be. And I love the fact that Hazel is praying. at the beginning of the song says, Lord, as your people, we are here and we are seeking for your guidance. And it's exactly what we are doing with Pastor Clement Masina this afternoon. And we are on AI, my family. And has it eroded our relationship with God? Has it eroded our relationships with others? Eish, Murut, I'm just thinking about the relationships that we have with our children, who they themselves are locked in onto chatbots and all these other platforms where AI is involved. Others, you know, there are parents who are struggling to even know their children. Because their children are like bored when you have to have a conversation with them. You're boring. Because what they have there on that space is more interesting than you. And so that also affects as well. So I see Sis Mangele. Hello, Sis Mangele. And she says, Sawubona Sisibongile, sessions on AI with Mfundise are always engaging. I believe that AI should be used as a tool to polish up assignments and assist in elaborating questions that we do not comprehend. The work, however, should be done by us. AI should never replace God. We should always seek guidance from the Lord. He is our first point when we are seeking help. He should remain our one and only God. Sisanda Ndlovu. Oh, this is Sisanda. I thought it was Sismangele. And it was Sisanda Ndlovu. Thank you, Muruti. You know Sisanda. And
yes, yes, definitely. Yeah. Thanks, Sisanda. Yes.
And yes, sir, your response to that.
Yeah, it is true. AI should be a tool. Must be a tool, like the search engines, the way internet, we were using it. We were using internet as a tool to assist us to polish the work that we have done, you know, the formats, the structure and so forth. But the thinking and everything that has to pertain to the work that we must produce, it should be a tool. But the way AI is being used more than 90% of the time, is not used as a tool. It does everything, and also, you know, it takes one to be disciplined in that space, that you don't allow yourself to use it as It's better that you can do the work and then compare what AI is giving you. It's better because if you're gonna put one line, and it does everything for you, and in the point that it should never replace
God.
Yeah, God. You know, the world does not acknowledge the presence and the power of God. Also, don't want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You'll always hear them talking about the negative energies and the positive energies. But we know that there is either evil or good. You know, this is in one of the chapters that I have, I've got a title that says the Great I Am and the AI God, because there are stages of AI. There's about 10, but I will not have enough time, you know, to go through to mention that, because we've touched the point of, you know, the AI God. Is at stage number 10, that, you know, there will come a time where the knowledge that is upon all the human beings here on earth will be, inverted commas, upon one machine, that it will be able to travel to places or spaces where human beings cannot reach or but even that might be the case. We have the omnipresent God,
right?
Who was there before even the heavens were there.
Yes.
Yeah. So we should put we should sit tight and know that we are in good hands. In the palm of His hands, nothing. There is no spirit. There is no power that can snatch us from the presence of the Almighty. Yeah.
Shah Muruti, what do we say? As we sum up, I know there is an event that is coming where you'll be talking and addressing these matters.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. On the 27th of this month, at Calvary Christ Mission Church, that is in Mamelodi Far East. So it will be in Mamelodi.
Right.
It will be a Saturday. We are starting at 9 a.m. I think we'll finish around about 2:30 or 1500 hours. We will have refreshments, and also we'll have a book by Mfundisi Masina, Nguyong Tumile, Nguyolo Khulumayo. We'll have a book also being part of the gift that will be given to the people that will attend. The cost is 350 for the entire. And also what includes is that the attendees will be registered for future consultation in line with the careers, also for their children.
Okay.
So it's not going to be that you just come for the event. We're going to establish a relationship. Remember, you know, we don't do this, or I don't do this because of I feel like doing that. I've done it. This is the second one from the one I've done in 2018. Even though I felt like doing it, and then God said, it is you. But he has allowed or permitted me that we do this one. And I don't know, maybe the next one will be 2032, God willing. And so forth. Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm excited. And we are prayerfully approaching the date, because you know that in anything that you do, you need to present it before God in prayer for it to be successful.
So for one to know more about what's happening on the 27th at Calvary Christ Mission Church, who do they call?
Yeah, no, on that one, you know, as I was coming, I said that no bang bambilangali. Yeah. It's fine. What can be done, please, strictly WhatsApp only, or if you are interested.
Okay.
That you want to come.
And you want to know more about AI and all.
Yeah, yes. They can use a WhatsApp, my personal number. Mm-hmm. I'm very stingy, but 062.
WhatsApp,
062. 983-8702. We can repeat it,
062.
Yeah.
983.
Yes.
8702.
Amen. Yeah.
Strictly
WhatsApp, and also AI event that's coming.
What about other questions that I might have on AI? Can I also?
I'll prefer those to be on email.
Okay.
Clement.Masina at gmx.com.
Clement.Masina at gmx.
gmx.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alrighty then. All right. Muruti, your closing words to the family members before we pray for the body of Christ. He says, I sent you as sheep among wolves. And some of the systems of the world are really, really going to compromise the sheep. And the sheep will have to survive one way or another through God's hand, through God's help. But yes, he has sent us out as sheep among wolves. So when things are evolving and changing and all that, we still need to stick and look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. And I believe that even with prayer, a prayer can take us through to 2032,
Amen.
As you said.
Amen.
But we prayed today even for 2032 when things would be happening. Okay, we are not saying that things are happening in 2032.
Yeah,
we are just saying it can change even tomorrow.
Amen.
It can change even tomorrow. So what are our closing statements, and then we can pray?
What I can say is that AI or robots will never replace believers in Christ. And you can write, I think, this one for the sake of time. You'll read at home, Daniel chapter 12, verses 4. Mine in a subheading, maybe I can read it quickly. It says, sealing the prophecies for future fulfillment. This is the prophecy of Daniel. And he goes, it is about you, O Daniel, shut up the worlds and seal the book even to the time of the end. We are the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro. That's what's happening. And knowledge shall be increased. God is not taken by surprise by what's happening. And what I can say to the believers is that we are the closest generation to the coming of Christ. to all the believers that lived before us. Just know, as God promised us, that you'll be with us until the end of age. Don't be alarmed. And God bless you. Amen.
He is faithful.
He is.
Thank you so much, Muruti, for coming through. Lenny says, Sister Swangile and Muruti Clement, thank you so much for the very wonderful, insightful program. I really love and appreciate you, and I pray for you. Yes, may the Lord keep keeping you, Muruti. The vast information that you have is what the body of Christ needs. And may we not be left behind, because we are hooked on something which is not even created by God.
By God, yes.
It was created by us. And you find it defeating us as Christians. May we always come stronger at the end of it all. Can we take it to the Lord in prayers? We pray for the body of Christ in this regard.
Yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, we thank you, we bless you for this wonderful platform that, Lord God, your word resonates. Even if there might be those who will try to impede it, but Father, it will reach the hearts of the people. Everyone under the sound of a radio pulpit right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that you will transform them. They'll operate in the heavens that are open, and you'll say, Father God, this is your beloved daughter, is your beloved son, in whom you are well pleased. In the name of Jesus, I pray that everything that we are going to do, we will put you first, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. Lenny says, God bless you indeed. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Whoa. But yeah, we need such, hey, family. We've been hearing about the dangers of gaming. We've been hearing about the beautiful side. We've been hearing the beautiful side about social media platforms. We've been hearing about the scary parts as well. And what we are being cautioned to walk wise and choose life. At the end of it all, choose life. Muruti, as we were off air, he says AI is everywhere now. In every space, it is everywhere. But take heed. Whatever that the Lord is bringing forth to us, let's take heed and let's go out there and accelerate and even be help for those who do not know Jesus Christ. And they might find themselves being misguided and misdirected by some of these platforms that are coming in the coming years. Some are already there, Murutine.
Definitely.
Scary ones.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. They're already there. Yeah.
But may we also be also those who know how to use these platforms for the benefit of the kingdom.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.